Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, an international strategy consulting firm. With 3,000 professionals worldwide, Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Doug Trabu, sitting in for the vacationing Bill Littlefield. It's tropical storm season, and this week South Floridians witnessed Hurricane Nevin tear through Miami and threaten to wipe out the University of Miami athletic program. Yahoo Sports broke the story early this week, and joining me now is Yahoo Sports national columnist Dan Wetzel. Dan, welcome back to Only a Game.
Hey, thanks. Always good to be on.
The Nevin we're talking about is actually a former Miami booster who's now a convicted felon. Who is Nevin Shapiro, and what did he do that has the university in so much trouble?
Well, Nevin Shapiro, first and foremost, is a criminal. He ran a $930 million Ponzi scheme out of Miami Beach, Florida, and is serving 20 years in federal prison for that crime. Now, before that, when he was living a lavish lifestyle off of other people's money, he was a diehard Miami Hurricane fan and booster. He donated money to the school, and he also befriended and provided just an absolute unbelievable array of extra benefits. He broke virtually every NCAA rule we know except academic fraud. Other than that, he did it. So that is why they're in so much trouble. He's now telling his entire story to Yahoo Sports. He told it to federal investigators, and he's telling it to the National Collegiate Athletic Association right now.
Which of the infractions was the most egregious in your mind?
Well, some of the bigger ones were, you know, he also owned a sports agency, or part owner of a sports agency, so he would provide money for some players to sign with him there, and they did sign two first-round picks. It's really the totality of it. A lot of the benefits were maybe, you know, somewhat smaller, understandably, take guys out partying on his $1.6 million yacht. He'd have a VIP room at a trendy nightclub. There were dinners. Cash gifts, bounties on other players, wild parties involving the ladies of the night, if you will, things like that. And it's really, as much as those are, they're sensational, the monetary totals weren't always overwhelming because of the number of players involved. It's just that for that long, he was just running on almost unfettered through the Miami program. It wasn't one guy getting a $500,000 or some guy getting a house or his parents getting a house that you sometimes hear. It was a ton of really entertainment through an eight-year period.
Why is this information coming to light now?
Well, Nevin, what he told us is he felt that during his time as a booster, and he's a guy who's only 42 now, he was in his 30s, he and the players had real relationships. And I do believe there were some pretty significant relationships. But he felt like we're family. We're brothers, we're going to help each other out. When you didn't have money or you got in a jam or somebody needed something, I took care of you. When he was arrested on the Ponzi scheme, he immediately goes to prison. Powerless place, it's an emotional place, and he was seeking help back. And he found most of the people, the coaches, administrators, and obviously players he would call for help either wouldn't call him back or wouldn't provide much. And so his reason for coming forward is both to cooperate with the federal government and revenge. It's fairly simple. He wants to hurt people that hurt him. He has absolutely nothing to lose, so he will tell pretty much any story that he can to hurt the Miami football program.
You and your colleagues have written extensively about the perks Shapiro provided to members of the University of Miami football team between 2002 and 2010. But players weren't the only people lining up to rub elbows with Shapiro, right?
No. And that's really the issue with college athletics. Everybody is on the take, and most notably the administrators. Everybody wanted Nevin Shapiro's money. University President Donna Shalala actively and personally sought donations from him, their athletic directors, their development people. The thing with college sports is everyone has their hand out. Everyone needs money. And so as much as a lot of the focus goes on to the players who took this or that, so didn't the adults, if you will. And that's really at the heart the issue with college athletics, because I think that's why the players don't believe in the rule book. It's why a guy like Nevin Shapiro never believed in anything the NCAA did and didn't care if he was breaking their rules. Everybody wanted Nevin Shapiro's money, and because of that, he felt extremely powerful in the situation.
The NCAA, of course, says it's investigating the matter, but does it really want to?
Well, I think I'm sure they wish this wasn't happening, because there's really not a good side to this, but they do have an investigative unit, and they have some talented investigators, and those guys have been on it for 4 or 5 months. I know Nevin has told me what he's told them, provided them information. I mean, there's actually a great deal more information that we didn't publish because we were unable to corroborate it. But the NCAA may be able to because they have more powers to talk to players and administrators. So as big as this story is, it's not even the full story. I do think they're serious about this case because it's such a big deal. They need to tackle this full on, and they need to make some kind of statement with it. I mean, it's pretty rare we're talking college football scandals on NPR, and it's been on the nightly news. It's gone beyond sports. This case is so big.
The NCAA has the power to ban schools from competition, but that's only happened once in college football when SMU football went away for the 1987 and 88 seasons. Do you think Miami will get the so-called death penalty?
I do not. It is on the table. I think they could do it, but I do not think they will. I think 1987 and 88 were a different era. Today's college sports are about television contracts, conference memberships, media contracts to shut down a program of the significance of the University of Miami. This is one of the storied powerhouse programs in a big TV market, would cost the NCAA a great deal of money. And I just don't believe the organization has the stomach for that. Should they is one debate, but the practicality is it's not a court of law. And so I do think there'll be penalties, but I do not think the death penalty will be enacted.
Dan Wetzel is a national columnist for Yahoo Sports and a regular guest here on Only a Game. Dan, thanks for talking with me.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.